The precious peace of Jesus maintain our souls, heart dwellers. Well, today I have a bit of a confession to make. As you can see, the video is a little late. I happened to watch one of the archaeologists, Ron Wyatt's, videos, even up until 2006 with a new dig his associate did. I don't know about you, but I love a treasure hunt. I love being outdoors and discovering beauty. That's why I love nature photography so much. But a treasure hunt for God's evidences, that's just overwhelmingly wonderful. But I have to say, the old man, or should I say the old woman, is not quite dead yet. Watching these videos both excited me and overawed me with the magnificence of God. When I woke yesterday morning, all I could do in prayer was sit before him and cry. So amazing were the things he did and the evidences he left behind. The blackened mountaintop and the altars and the pillars and all the things that he left behind from the place where the Israelites were living for 40 years. If there was ever any doubt in my heart about Noah or the Exodus, it no longer remains. It's gone. But I thought it fitting to confess to you I'm still a little girl at heart. Perhaps even 5 or 6 or 7, I still love treasure hunts, and my immaturity comes out in the following dialogue. So if any of you are like me, easily drawn off by the lure of adventure, you're not alone. And if he can focus me, surely he can focus you. And just an additional note, some of you may laugh and some of you may say, well, the Lord wouldn't do that. Well, he has a way of working with me. I need your prayers to find my tooth. Yep, a front tooth. He allowed me to drop my partial again on the floor, and I have torn the room apart, and I still can't find that tooth that goes right smack in front. I knew it was a correction when it happened, but now I have a very funny smile. And he really knows how to get me back down to earth when I go off on a tangent. It's almost as if he were saying, you like a treasure hunt? Well, I'll satisfy that desire. Go find your tooth. You might think that's cruel or harsh, but I have to laugh. He's very serious about me being faithful, as you will see here in our dialogue. And if I sound a little funny, it's because that front tooth is missing. So it began, oh Lord, the wonder of all the things you have done is so overwhelming. The more I see, the more I'm amazed that you would condescend to speak with me. He answered me, beloved, why do you look for the living among the dead? But Lord, the glory of what you have said and done, and the signs you've left behind, your faithfulness, it's staggering. I understand your fascination. Just try not to get carried away when you have work to do. Yes, I did get carried away, I really did. My love, the purpose of all these evidences is to save souls, even one soul, and this is the job you've been chosen for. So don't abandon your post to solve curious mysteries and stand strong and shepherd the flock before you. Well, Lord, I guess it's useless for me to argue that my faith has grown by leaps and bounds. Well, that's just what I intended with all these signs, but don't let them carry you away. Lord, would you carry me away? I want to go back and see all these things. It was such a tremendous time in the wilderness. I want to go with you, Jesus, and see all these things. Can I? Can I, Jesus? My love, your curiosity will be more than satisfied in heaven. Nothing will be withheld from you. But I want to watch Moses and Joshua and the burning mountain and what happened to the other tablets and why did he break them? I mean, I understand him being angry, but why did he punish you for that? And yet I have met him in heaven and he's so meek. The Lord replied, everyone makes mistakes. The disparity between his experience with the Father and the behavior of the Israelites, after all the miracles, just broke his heart. that he loved them enough to stand in the gap so they would not be destroyed. And I have proved my mercy through them, even as it's written in Hosea. Well, Lord, what do you have to say to us today? I love you. I know your weakness, but you mustn't waste time, my love. Please try to stay on task. You started so well. Please continue to fill out the triage site. When I come for you, it will be in the midst of smoke and terror, even as it was on Sinai. Yes, the mountain shook. The smoke ascended. Power was unleashed from above the mountain, not a volcano. And yet it was terrible to behold. Everything that's been written will come to pass, just as it is written. Even looking back upon Sinai, you can see that each detail has been fulfilled to the letter. Each evidence corresponds to what is written. That's the problem. Most people don't take me verbatim and seriously. Moses did. And through him, I left behind monumental evidence of my presence and direction for my people. Oh, Claire, so many mysteries yet to be discovered. So many. I want to go, Lord. I want to glorify you through the evidence you've left for us. Oh, how I'd love to do that. It's hot, laborious work, enough to wear down any human being, fraught with many intrigues, disappointments, and dangers. Ron was a very special man, very faithful. That's why I blessed him with so many discoveries. He listened to me and obeyed. He had discretion, uncommon discretion and wisdom. He wanted nothing more than to prove my word was true, and that's all he cared about. Wealth, accumulated goods, none of that meant anything to him. Even the honor of kings was laid aside. He knew the difference between earthly kings and the King of Kings. He spent a lifetime of labor for me, Claire, in sickness and in health, in danger and in rest. He knew what it was to break the flask of oil and anoint me with his love. He gave everything. Oh, Lord, what you're saying brings tears to my eyes. Yes, he was and he is a very special man. But you're special too, Claire. You've given me your best too. You'll see someday. Your job is different, my love. But that's not to say that we can't go on adventures and see things that no man has seen. But I'd like to bring things to light. Every day you bring me to people in a new light. Isn't that enough? Yes, Lord, it's just a little girl in me that wants to go exploring and find treasure. You know how I am. Oh, how I'd love to photograph those sights with just the right lighting. He replied, yes, you love to play, and I love to play with you, but we have a message to deliver, don't we? Sorry. Let's move on, beloved. Yes, the reality of what is to take over the world is too much for human understanding, even by those who planned it. Once begun, it will have a life of its own and soon be out of their control. They cannot see that now, and when it happens, it will be too late. But you see, I am allowing it. Nothing is beyond my control. There will be terror on all sides. That is why I am taking so much time to prepare all of you. You cannot even begin to understand what will be transpiring around you and around the world. But you have been prepared to stand strong. Yet some will crumble under the pressures. I will meet them there with my mercy. You cannot begin to understand the enormity of the changes this earth will go through. You saw me with the transit marking out boundaries. Yes, Lord, I did. That was the other night when I was falling asleep. Ezekiel had seen me out on the polar ice cap with the Lord, and he was marking out boundaries, and I was helping him. He continued, well, that area will no longer be at the North Pole, rather more at your latitude. So many surprises. But that doesn't matter now. What I'm more concerned about is the readiness of my people and my bride. I want them to understand that the body matters not. Rather, it is the spirit man, the being, who is their identity and lives on. I don't want them to be terrified along with the rest of the population, but to be very cognizant that their time in eternity has arrived at last. Soon they will be free to live on with me, no longer encumbered by earthly limitations. There needs to be a point of recognition, a fail-safe, a realization that this is not their end, but only their beginning. Once this is established in their heart, nothing will terrify them. I need you to turn over your fears to me, my people. I need you to trust me as never before. I have prepared you. I have told you what will be. I have promised I will be with you, and you will be with me. You will experience ecstatic freedom in that moment. I want you to remember and trust that. My words are true. My promises are sure. Neither is there anything I have said that I will not deliver on, that I will not bring to pass. When terror falls upon the earth, you will stand tall and strong, for your redemption has at long last arrived. You will have nothing to fear. This will be a sign to all that I have set my people aside. I have prepared them. I am with them. When the rest of the world goes into shock, you will have peace. This is my guarantee to you. My angels are stationed even now in preparation for that hour. But you all must be mindful that I am indeed living within you and beside you. Psalm 91 must resonate with every beat of your hearts. And what I just wanted to say here is that, for the most part, the Lord is going to rescue his bride off the earth, but some of us are going to get caught in the midst of whatever happens. And what he's telling us here is not to be afraid in that hour, that that's our freedom, that's our ticket to heaven, and that he'll take care of us. And I believe even have us leaving our bodies before we feel anything will indeed be with the Lord. So I felt led to go ahead and write down Psalm 91 in such a way that we could relate to it one-on-one. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely you will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. You will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I will find refuge. Your faithfulness will be my shield and rampart. I will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If I say, Lord, you are my refuge, and I make you, the Most High, my dwelling, no harm will overtake me, no disaster will come near my tent. For you will command your angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. They will lift me up in their hands, so that I will not strike my foot against a stone. I will tread on the lion and the cobra, I will trample a great lion and the serpent. Because you love me, says the Lord, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. And with a long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. And the Lord continued after that, and here I would say, with eternity I will satisfy you and show you the glorious wonders of my kingdom, your eternal reward that I have stored up for you, joys forevermore at my right hand. Be at peace, my people, my bride. When terror strikes, grasp my hand all the more firmly. Settle into my wings. At last you are free. In that moment, you will experience ecstatic freedom. Remember this.